9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. That's Texas, home of George Strait the King. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a man if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Them two-step queens will bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys. just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm pretty cool. My nitty bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Channel, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoena. From misdemeanors, dreamer, held back. Is Loki still a dear? And I still shake a bow squat. Praying for my broke. Got city on the come up. Shot that fucking Sosa. Shot my fucking fat trail. Shot my fucking Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most brokest gold stock broker when a solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Oscar. Acid addict Crosley.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of the preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith to a broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better. While my friends were getting high and chasing girls down parkway lines, I was losing my mind because the love, the love, the love, the love, the love that I gave wasted on a night.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Hello, and welcome back to Riders Field alongside Zach Bigley. Luke Maley with you here on the pregame show. What a game it was back on Monday. The Rough Riders walked it off courtesy of Cody Freeman's RBI single in the bottom of the 11th. They had yesterday as an off day, and they're back in action, continuing this six-game series against the Wichita Windsurge, the Minnesota Twins AA affiliate. Windsurge coming in at 23-35 in the second half, 54-73 overall. The Rough Riders sitting at 33-25 and a whopping 77-50 overall on the year. It's game 128 for the Rough Riders after today. Just 10 to go here in the Rough Riders regular season before they start the postseason. Those tickets available at RidersBaseball.com. But let's look more at game two of this six-game series. First with the starting pitchers, it's the left-hander Jalen Nowlan, who makes the 14th start of the year at the AA level for Wichita. He's 5-6 with a 4.90 ERA. That's 47 earned runs and 86 and a third innings of work. He's racked up 86 strikeouts through that time, walking 43. The 23-year-old was a 2021 19th-round pick by the Twins organization. And if you look at his splits this year, he has been much better at home versus on the road. A 1.88 home average that's led to a 3.6 ERA in his own ballpark. But on the road, a 6-plus ERA, and he's allowed opposing hitters to hit over 300 at 313. This is his first appearance against the Rough Riders this year, but he made his AA debut last July against Frisco. He went 3 2/3 in that game, giving up one earned run on two hits, but he did walk three and hit two more while striking out five. He made his longest start earlier this year of 8 innings of work, and that was one that meant something to the Rough Riders because the Riders were watching that game against Midland, hoping that with a loss by Midland, they would clinch their ticket to the postseason. And that's exactly what happened, as the left-hander went 8 innings of scoreless one-hit baseball with no walks and 4 strikeouts. On the other side, it's the number 8 prospect for the Rangers organization, the right-hander Winston Santos, attacking with a 4-seam fastball, slider, and changeup. 22-year-old from the Dominican Republic, was a 2019 signee in the international class for the Texas Rangers. Here at the AA level, he makes his 9th start tonight. He's 3-3 with a 5.75 ERA. That's 23 earned runs and 36 innings of work. A big swing and miss guy. 43 strikeouts to just 11 walks. But the issue for him has been getting hit hard. He's allowed quite a few home runs here at the AA level. 8 home runs in those 36 innings versus just 3 home runs at 64 and a third innings at the high A level. And that's just been the case of throwing maybe too many strikes, but Winston Santos has good stuff when he's on. He gives the Riders a really good shot to win. So there you go. The left-hander Jalen Nowlan takes on the right-hander Winston Santos for the Rough Riders. We'll step aside here on the pregame show. When we come back, you'll get part two of our two-part interview with Rough Riders infielder Theo Hardy.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at RidersBaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball's still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Chatting with Theo Hardy here on the pregame show. And Theo, you were on the late, or I guess technically early this morning bus ride here into Frisco from Springdale, Arkansas, taking on the Naturals. Now getting ready to face the wind surge. What have you heard about Frisco so far? I know this is day one for you here.
Yeah, the hotel was nice. The ballpark is beautiful. I mean, I don't know much else, but I mean, it looks like a great place for sure.
Love it. Theo, let's go back to your time at San Jose. You were a four-year player there. Coming out of high school, a guy from California, staying relatively close to home. Talk to me about your recruiting process going into college.
Yeah, I was pretty under-recruited. I had one offer, and I I got in my junior year. I took it to San Jose State, you know, and I got a little better after that junior year, and into my senior year, I started to get a little bit more attention, but I was committed to San Jose State, and I decided to honor that to, you know, Coach Sanfilippo and Coach Walker. Those guys, like, changed my life. They were awesome. And so, yeah, one offer, and I took it, and I'm so glad that I did. Those 4 years were unbelievable. Wonderful group of guys, and, you know, met some of my best friends and mentors in my life, for sure.
Love it. Chatting with Theo Hardy here on the pregame show. And Theo, talk to me a little bit about your game. What do you pride yourself on? What do you bring to the table? And is there a player you kind of model your game after, or are you just your own guy?
I mean, I love playing defense. I take it, you know, it's personal. I have a lot of pride in it, the way, you know, a lot of guys go about their offensive routines. I have a defensive routine that I stick to, and I'm proud of it. And so, yeah, glove guy for sure. And I'm a switch hitter, and I like to put the ball in play, make things happen, that type of thing, for sure.
Love it. Talk to me a little bit about you away from the baseball field. What can we catch you doing on an off day?
Well, this off day, it'll probably catch me sleeping, trying to catch up on some. But usually, yeah, I like going on hikes, like being outdoors. I got a dog at home, Sky, who is a husky, who we go on some cool hikes and whatnot. But, yeah, I'm really bad at golf, so trying to get better. But that's another thing you might catch me doing.
Have you had the chance? I know you just got here, but have you met Brooks yet? The team dog.
I have not. Yeah, my first hearing of Brooks. I'm excited to meet him, though, for sure.
There's a lot of golden retrievers on any given day out here at the ballpark. That's you awesome. Got Ryan Tuntlin, the hitting coaches, his dog Lola, golden retriever, and then also Brooks, a little bit of an older guy, but a fan favorite, no doubt. Theo, thanks so much for the time.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Theo Hardy here on the pregame show. We're going to step aside. When we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, we'll get you those starting lineups.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Just about 5 minutes from first pitch here from Riders Field. The Rough Riders winners in the first game of this series back on Monday. They won it in the bottom of the 11th on a walk-off single by Cody Freeman. They go to try to make it three consecutive wins in a row here tonight, posting their 77-50 record. Let's meet the lineup that the starter, Winston Santos, the number 8 prospect, will have to face for the win surge. Wichita will send Kalai Rosario, the right fielder, a number 21 prospect, to the plate first, followed by the second baseman, Jake Rucker. Tanner Schobel makes his first start of the series. He's the third baseman. Aaron Sabato, the designated hitter, in the cleanup spot. Andrew Cassetti, the first baseman after Monday off, is back in the lineup at the 5 spot. Kyler Fetko, the left fielder, in batting 6th. Jarrell Ortega will roam in center field and bat 7th. Noah Cardenas, the catcher, makes his series debut. He bats 8th, and then Ben Ross rounds things out for Wichita. He's the shortstop. Again, for the win surge, it's Rosario, Rucker, Schobel, Sabato, Cassetti, Fetko, Ortega, Cardenas, and Ross. On the other side, the Rough Riders going to work against the left-hander, Jalen Nowlin. It's Alejandro Osuna at the top of the card. He's the right fielder. Max Acosta, who has been dominant as of late, he's homered in back-to-back games. He's the second baseman and bats 2nd. Josh Hatcher will roam in left field, batting 3rd for the Riders. Cody Freeman is in the cleanup spot. He's the 3rd baseman. The designated hitter tonight, batting 5th, is Abimelech Ortiz. Cooper Johnson does the catching for Winston Santos. He bats 6th. Kaver Rodriguez, the shortstop, he bats 7th. In the eighth spot is the first baseman, Tucker Mitchell. And rounding things out for Carlos Cardozo's Rough Riders is the center fielder, Daniel Mateo. Again for Frisco, Osuna, Acosta, Hatcher, Freeman, Ortiz, Johnson, Rodriguez, Mitchell, Mateo. You look at that lineup for the Rough Riders. They struck for two runs early on Monday on a two-run homer by Max Acosta. And then Acosta ended up scoring that winning run in the bottom of the 11th on that single by Cody Freeman. It was an interesting game because all the runs prior to that 11th inning came in the third. The Rough Riders found themselves behind 2-0 after an RBI single by Rosario in the top of the third inning. And then in that bottom of the third, it was Max Acosta who homered and drove home Theo Hardy to make it an even 2-2 game. And then we went scoreless all the way to extra innings, finally breaking through in the bottom of the 11th. And the Rough Riders sitting at 33-25. In second place in the Texas League South Division, but they've already punched their ticket to the postseason, and it seemingly looks like Midland will be the representative from the second half. So the Rough Riders will finish out the season, regular season that is, next week on the road in Amarillo, and then more than likely take on the Midland Rockhounds in the opening round of the postseason. And there to earn a trip to the championship game, we'll face the representative from the North Division. Well, the Rough Riders have been dominant this year. They attempt to continue their dominance here tonight, and it's a very similar lineup as we mentioned. It's 1 through 5 remain exactly the same. Cooper Johnson moves from 6th in the lineup to 5th, and then the bottom three are all new in Caber Rodriguez, Tucker Mitchell, and Daniel Mateo. All three of those guys making their series debut here this evening in game 128 for the Rough Riders out of 138 regular season games, including tonight. 11 to go. It's Winston Santos on the hill to start things off. He opposes the left-hander in Jalen Nowlin on the hill. He met the lineups. All that's left to do is get things started. We'll step aside for the national anthem. When we come back, Zach Bigley takes us to first pitch.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets and two co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's a whole new type of ball game on September 6th at Riders Field for Dia de los Quesos, when the Rough Riders will transform into their alternate identity, Quesos de Frisco. As part of MLB's Copa de la Diversión program, the Riders will play as Quesos de Frisco for a third and final time on September 6th, presented by Baylor Scott & White Health. First pitch at 7:05. Come on early for music, dancing, and more. See you on September 6th against the Wichita Wind Surge for Dia de los Quesos in Frisco. Get your tickets at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos, Quesos!
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Josh Hatcher! A three-run walk-off homer!
Dives, and he made the grab!
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders Riders win!
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it. Over the lazy river.
Go!
The Riders have come storming back.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night!
And it's gone!
The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness!
What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
Following a thrilling series opening win for the Rough Riders, walking it off on Monday, they had a day off yesterday and now back to work against the Wichita Windsurge for Game 2 of this six-game series. Hi, everybody, and welcome high atop Riders Field. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you. Today, the Rough Riders turn to Winston Santos on the mound, as Santos, the number 8 prospect in the Rangers organization, looks to have another strong start. He's facing Wichita for the second time in his career, and his first time here at home, his first start against Wichita on the road. He allowed 4 runs over 2 innings in a 2-1 loss for the Rough Riders back on July 21st. So he faces the Windsurge for the first time here at Riders Field in his career. 3-3 with a 5.75 ERA in his time here in AA. The 6-foot, 160-pound, 22-year-old out of the Dominican Republic, ready to take on the Twins affiliate. Kalai Rosario is ready from the right side, and we are ready for baseball here on a cloudy Wednesday evening in Frisco. First pitch of the ball game. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. We're underway. 7:08 in the PM, just 3 minutes starting on what is a pleasant day for baseball. 79 degrees, 0-1. Outside corner for strike two, it's 0-2. The Rough Riders winning that opening game on Monday 3-2 in 11 innings. A Cody Freeman walk-off single in the 11th, providing the Rough Riders win. Rosario went 1-for-5 in that game with an RBI. The only RBI for the Windsurge in that game, 0-2. Hard line drive past third. Fair ball down into the corner as Hatcher over to dig it out. And Rosario wheels around first base and ends up at second with a leadoff double. So Kalai Rosario extends his hitting streak to 10 games now. He was hitting .324 over a 9-game hitting streak. Jake Rucker bats. Just underway here in the top of the first inning. Winston Santos making his 9th start here at the AA level. The total, it's his 21st start on the season. He readies from the stretch, a look back towards second, and he pitches. There's a swing and a miss into Johnson's glove. It's 0-1. On that Monday game for the Rough Riders, Frisco allowed just 2 runs, both of them unearned in the 3rd inning. An infield RBI single and a run scoring on a double play, the only 2 runs the Windsurge had. Here's the 0-1. That's a breaking ball on the outside corner. A strike, it's 0-2. They were preceded by an error, though, so both of them unearned, as Ben Anderson, the Rough Riders starter, went 6 innings of no earned run baseball with 5 strikeouts. Skylar Hales, Ricky DeVito both went 2 innings, and then Larson Kindrike with 1 inning to pick up the win. 0-2 sails high, and it's 1-2. So the Rough Riders got great pitching in that series opener against a Windsurge offense that has struggled as of late. Overall, the Windsurge just 5-10 in their last 15 games and averaging just over 4 runs a game. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Went with a changeup below the zone. He struck him out. Winston Santos with his first K, and Tanner Schobel bats. Nasty changeup below the zone. That's a brand new changeup grip that he's trying out today. It's the spike changeup, or a kick change as they call it, where that first finger is actually spiked into the seam and bent back. Here's the offering in. There's a fastball outside at 97. It's 1-0. And so for Santos, that just creates a lot more depth on the pitch. A lower spin rate as he's pushing off on that spiked finger. Here's the stretch in the 1-0.
Outside corner, a strike. There's the slider, and it's 1-1. Santos is only a three-pitch pitcher, four-seam fastball, slider, and changeup. Working with one out here in a scoreless top of the first inning, runner at second. He offers home. Swing and a miss. Good slider buried below the zone, and it's 1-2 on Schobel, who pinch hit yesterday and went 0-2 coming in for Ricardo Olivar. Santos ahead 1-2. He readies from the stretch. First base side of the rubber. He kicks in. It's low and away in the dirt. It's 2-2. Johnson and Santos is the battery working together for just the third time this year in his 9 starts. He has a nearly 13 ERA in the prior 2 starts that they've worked together. Santos has worked with all 4 Rough Riders catchers who have seen action behind the plate this year for Frisco. 2-2. Swinging a ground ball to third. Freeman to his left. He's got it. Throws to second. And they got Rosario. He threw behind the runner, Rosario, who got way too far off the bag. Freeman says, thank you very much, and he gets the out. It was that spike changeup again, left over the plate. And Freeman was able to nab it at third, and a perfect throw. Acosta laid down the tag to get the lead runner. So 2 outs in the fielder's choice. That goes 5-4. Schobel at first base for Aaron Sabato, the designated hitter. First pitch, low and outside. 1-1, no strikes. Missing with the slider, and Santos falls behind. Sabato, the DH, went 1-5 on Monday. No score, top of the first inning. Santos has his sign. He stretches and pitches home. That's fouled away to the right side. It's 1-1. Defense behind Santos today looks like this. It's Josh Hatcher in left, Daniel Mateo in center, and Alejandro Osuna in right. Cody Freeman has third, Caber Rodriguez at short, Max Acosta at second. Tucker Mitchell is over at first base holding on Schobel, and Cooper Johnson catches for Santos, who brings in the 1-1. Swing and a foul back into Johnson's glove at 97 on the fastball elevated. It's 1-2. Santos usually a strike thrower, though he's had trouble as of late with the walks. 6 walks in his last 3 starts combined. 1-2. Slider up and in. 2-2. Overall this season, he has just 31 walks in 103 innings. He looks in. He's got his sign ready at the belt. And the 2-2. Popped up. Back this way and over our heads. Bounces right above us. 2-2 still on Sabato. Santos, a former signee internationally in 2019 by the Rangers. Ready from the stretch of the 2-2 is low and outside. 3-2. Started out in the Dominican Summer League in 2021, made his stateside debut later that year, and then has moved up a level every season, though repeated Hickory this year. And boy, what a phenomenal pitcher he was in Hickory. A 2.80 ERA in 12 starts. Now making that 9th start here in AA. 3-2, runner goes. Just low and outside, my goodness, at 99 miles an hour, completely in the zone, and Clay Williams missed it. Johnson stood up and started running over towards the dugout. Instead, it's 4. My goodness. A perfectly located fastball at the bottom of the zone. Didn't get the call. And now runners at first and second with Andrew Cassetti stepping in. Clay Williams is our home plate umpire. Justin Juska at first. Steven Rios Jr. at third. First pitch. Cassetti watches low and away, and it's 1-0. And now Santos has to throw a few more pitches. He's already thrown 21 now in this first inning. Cassetti playing in his 80th game this season with Wichita. Offering in. Low and outside. 2-0. Hitting just 194, though he does have 8 home runs. And time called. John Goble will go out and have a chat. Rough Riders pitching coach. Try to calm Santos down. I'm sure he's frustrated after not getting that call. As Goble immediately puts his hands on him and says, you know, calm it down. And Santos looking him right in the eyes, smiling. Those two have such a strong relationship, as Goble does with a lot of his pitchers. Just calming him down a little bit. And Goble talking with home plate umpire Clay Williams. Not happy with it. The zone. Can't blame him either. Well, two balls and no strikes on Cassetti in this top of the first inning with two aboard. Santos trying to wiggle his way out of this first inning. He looks back to second pitches. That fits on the outside corner, a strike, 98 miles an hour, and it's two balls and one strike. Cassetti did not see action on Monday, so his first appearance of the series. Santos, the 2-1. At the bottom of the zone, a strike, 2-2. And Cassetti calls time and steps out. Pretty good mound visit, I'd say. Back-to-back strikes right away. Slight pull side shift in the Riders' infield, slight in the outfield as well. Santos from the stretch and the 2-2. Just outside. We're full at three balls and two strikes, and now the base runners will get a head start with two down. This will be the 26th pitch of the inning for Santos. He readies from the stretch. He brings it in. Runners take off. There's a pop-up back this way again and over our heads. Still three balls and two strikes on Cassetti. Already some action out of the bullpen as Brian Cheese starts to loosen just in case. Santos readies from the belt. Payoff in. Fouled back again, and it's still three balls and two strikes. We've seen long first innings before turn into pretty decent starts still for Santos. He threw 24 pitches in the first inning, his last start against Northwest Arkansas, and still went five. 3-2 again. Swinging a line drive looped into shallow right field. Acosta going back. It's off the edge of his glove and down for a hit. Schobel around 30 comes in to score. The throw goes to third. Sabato's in there safely. It's 1-0 Wichita. Just a little blooper, just barely off of Acosta's glove in shallow right field. And it drives in the first run of the game. Well, you immediately go back to that could have been strike three call. On the walk to Sabato, instead, Cassetti with the RBI single. They're cornered now in the first inning for Kyler Fedko, the sixth man up, and the first pitch is up and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Certainly not the start that the Rough Riders wanted to see to this ball game. As Santos brings in the 1-0, there's a high fly ball into left field and playable. Hatcher coming in. It's Rodriguez, the shortstop under, and he makes the catch, inning over. A lengthy inning, though, for the Rough Riders and for Winston Santos. 1-0 Wichita in the bottom of the first inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud girl dad.
Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Alejandro Osuna leads it off for the Rough Riders, with Frisco trailing 1-0. Bottom of the first inning. Jalen Nowlin is the pitcher who starts things off for Wichita tonight. Left-handed arm in the first pitch. Inside on the first pitch, he hits him on the right thigh. A changeup slipped out of his hand, and Nowlin hits Osuna. So first pitch didn't exactly go the way he wanted it to. Nailing Osuna in the right thigh. A hit by pitch puts the leadoff man aboard, and here's Max Acosta now. Acosta has homered in back-to-back games. He is just about as hot as you can possibly be right now. I think he's had a pretty good start to the month of September. Not only that, but he's had a pretty good stretch overall in his last 26 games, hitting .337. First pitch is down and in, and it's one ball and no strikes to Max. 1-0, Rough Riders trail. Here's the stretch from Nowlin, looking over at first base, and the 1-0 pitch. After a long hold, he fires. That's inside off of Cardenas' glove, but not far enough away for Osuna to advance. It's 2-0. Well, if you look at what Acosta has done in the last couple ball games, his really good stretch goes even further back than just the last two, but the last two are September, so really easy to look at. In September, he's 4-for-7 with a triple and 2 homers. .571 batting average. Good guy to have up with a runner aboard here in the first inning, down a run. Now Lynn ready from the stretch. And the 23-year-old looking over at first delivers in a throw over to first, and not in time. Now Lynn, 6'1", 180 pounds, the Atlanta, Georgia native, started out at University of Alabama, Birmingham in his college career, and then went to Chipola Junior College in Florida. The pitch, Osuna takes off, swing and a miss, throw down to second, is high, off of the second baseman Rucker's glove, and out into center. Osuna moves up to third, and he stops right there. So a stolen base and an error on Cardenas. And the Rough Riders right away have a runner at third base. Really good jump. Osuna would have beaten the throw anyway, but it was high and off Rucker's glove. And you get a free 90 feet out of it. Runner at third. And the 2-1. Swinging a ground ball foul back behind home. 2-2 on Acosta now. In the opener, he went 2-for-5 with a triple and a homer. Infield comes in with Wichita leading 1-0. And time called, Acosta steps out. Nowlin making his 20th appearance this season, his 14th start. And Nowlin coming up to have a conversation, and yep, pitch clock violation. Max calls his second timeout, and it is a pitch clock violation. He strikes out. So that's the first time this year that in a Frisco Rough Riders game, we've had a pitch clock violation decide a plate appearance, whether it be a walk or a strikeout. And it comes here in game number 128, and Carlos Cardoza is down arguing with Clay Williams. Not happy with the situation, but it's a strikeout for Acosta. One out, here's Josh Hatcher. Hatcher 0 for 4 yesterday, snapping a little four-game hitting streak. First pitch, he swings and pops it skyward. On the infield, back behind home, Cardenas to the warning track, tosses away the mask, makes the catch. Well, Hatcher, who celebrated his 26th birthday yesterday, pops out on the first pitch. Two down. Cody Freeman bats now. 1-0 Wichita, bottom of the first inning. Allen is 5-6 with a 4.90 ERA this year. In 86 and a third innings, 86 punchouts to 43 walks. He stretches and brings it down and in. One ball and no strikes, missing with a breaking ball. Opponents are hitting 259 against Allen. What an interesting season it's been for the left-hander. And back on June 16th, he had 8 shutout innings, allowing just one hit against Midland. 1-0. Strike on the outside corner. And it's 1-1. Since then, in his last 9 games, 5 of them being starts, he has an over 7 ERA, and opponents are hitting 318 against him. Now, it's almost been the tale of two seasons. 1-1. That's low and away in the dirt, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. And his ERA below 3.5 before that. It's been a bit of a tough second half of the season for him. For Cody, leading the league in doubles this year, second in extra base hits. Incredible year for him. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball on the lower edge outside corner. It's 2-2 now on Freeman with a runner at third. Riders trailing by a run in the first. Infield back into pole. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with an elevated changeup. And Freeman's down on strikes. No runs on no hits. An error and a runner left on for the Riders in the first. They trail 1-0 to the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Winston Santos looks for a bounce back inning here in the second after throwing 29 pitches in the first. 1-0 Wichita leads it over Frisco here in game 2 of this 6-game series. Happy to have you along on this Wednesday evening. He's Luke Maley. I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy that you're joining us and spending your evening with us. Bottom third of the order due up for Wichita in this second. Jarrell Ortega, Noah Cardenas, and Ben Ross. First pitch. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Elevated the fastball on the first offering. Jorge Santos, his time in Double-A has been rather up and down. 0-1. Swing and a miss off the outside corner on the slider, and it's 0-2. With some incredible highs and some tough lows. A lot of those lows have come because of the long ball. He has gotten incredible swing and miss numbers, especially on his slider. It's just about throwing the quality of strikes that has been tough for him. 0-2. That's up and in, and it's one ball and two strikes. So continuing to look how to fill or find how to fill the zone with those quality strikes here against better competition. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Handcuffed him with a fastball. He picked up the strikeout on Ortega. Second K, and there's one away. That's what you want to do right there. Go up and in with that heater. Nothing he can do with that. Nora Cardenas now. It's a really well-placed fastball. After going slider away. First pitch. Catcher fouls it back. It's 0-1. Cardenas didn't play yesterday, so making his series debut. Actually, no one played yesterday. It was an off day, so he didn't play Monday. Cardenas hitting just 180 on the season in 71 games. 0-1. It's down in the dirt, and it's one ball and one strike. Under 600 OPS for the catcher. Well, the sun poking out a little bit behind the clouds, painting the apartment buildings beyond right field a beautiful shade. There's the 1-1. There's a pop-up back this way again, and just in front of us. It's one ball and two strikes. This is what you call golden hour right now. It's just beautiful out right now. Well, that music that they're playing kind of fits the sunlight that we have right now. Is that Lord of the Rings music?
I'm not the person to ask in that department.
I think so.
I'll believe you.
1-2. Fouled away to the right side. One ball and two strikes. It turned out to be a really nice day after it was raining this morning. Hopefully the rain is in our past for this week. And it turns out to be just the perfect September week to come out and watch the Rough Riders play. 1-2. That's up and in. It's two balls and two strikes. It is wild that it is the second to last week of the season and the final regular season home week this week. 2-2. That's down and in. Three balls and two strikes. It's pretty crazy to think back as to some of the things that happened even in April and how far away they feel, but how quickly it felt like this season went. And that was really because it was such a fun season with this team. 3-2. There's a fly ball lifted. Foul down the left field line. It's three balls and two strikes. Hey, we got confirmation it was Lord of the Rings.
There we go.
Does that make me a super nerd?
I think that just makes you smart.
Payoff pitch on the way. A line drive down the third base line. Just foul. And it's still 3-2 on Cardenas. This has been a season that has been filled with a lot of fun moments, especially here at home. The Freeman walk-off on Monday was the sixth Rough Riders walk-off. 3-2 again. Bottom of the zone, got him looking. Fastball for Santos, and he strikes out his third, and back-to-back K's here in the second. Perfectly located heater. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. Nailed the bottom of the zone. Ben Ross in the nine spot takes his turn. The pitch. There's a high pop-up on the infield. Left side, Freeman coming in. The third baseman calls off Johnson. He puts it away, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Winston Santos. Boy, did he need that. We go to the bottom of the second inning. 1-0 Wichita on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Abimelech Ortiz starts it off for the Rough Riders in the bottom of the second inning. Frisco trailing 1-0 early on in this game. Jalen Nallen, the left-hander against the left-hander Ortiz. First pitch. That hums inside, 1-0, 0-2. The numbers might tell you for Ortiz that it's not a good time to face a left-handed pitcher, though if you dig a little bit deeper, it might be the opposite. 1-0. That's over the heart of the plate with a breaking ball for a strike, and it's 1-1. Ortiz's numbers are much better against right-handed pitching, but Nauman has really struggled against lefties this year. 1-1. Swing and a foul. Back into Cardenas' glove and then out of it, and it's 1-2. Lefties are hitting .312 against Nauman this year. Right-handers just .238. As he looks over the top of his glove and brings in the 1-2. There's a swing and a hard grounder foul down the right side, and it's 1-2 on Ortiz. And not to mention, Ortiz is just really hot right now at the plate. Abby, over his last 20 games, hitting .370. Six homers in that stretch as well. He went 2-for-4 on Monday. 1-2. He swings and grounds it foul down the right side. It's 1-2 still. So when you have a hot bat, sometimes righty-lefty doesn't matter. You're just seeing a beach ball up there. Ortiz certainly seems like he is seeing a massive baseball right now when it's coming to the plate. Here's the wind back by the left-hander, and he brings in the 1-2. Foul back, and it's still 1-2. Those numbers for Ortiz, right-handers with right-handers on the mound. He's hitting .252 with an over .750 OPS. Against lefties, just a .156 batting average with about a .550 OPS. So huge difference. 1-2. A hard ground ball passed to Ivan Cassetti down the line into the corner. Another extra base hit for Ortiz as he's up to second base and gets the stop sign. A leadoff double for Abby on a 1-2 pitch against a left-hander. He is hot right now. Another great plate appearance for him. Got behind in the count, but got a pitch he could handle at the bottom of the zone. And clubbed it down the line past Cassetti, who was guarding the line. He had to dive to his right. And Cooper Johnson bats. Now here's another guy we talk about with right-handed, left-handed splits. Though the opposite, he is really good against lefties. The offering, he takes a strike on the outside corner and it's 0-1. Johnson this season has just pounded left-handed pitching. And OPS just under 900 against lefties, while it's just under 800 against righties. The pitch. There's a fly ball hit well out to left field, but Kyler Fedko started back, now comes in just off the end of the bat for Johnson. A fly out to left. One away. Just missed it. Kaber Rodriguez steps in now for the Riders. 1-0. Wichita out in front. Rodriguez trying to stop what's been a tough skid for him at the plate. Hitting just 155 over his last 24 games. First pitch. Down in the dirt. Cassetti blocks 1-0. Or Cardenas blocks, I should say. 1-0 Wichita. We play with one out in the second. Rodriguez was really swinging a hot bat in June and July. But he slumped just a bit. 1-0. That dips below the zone. 2-0. Not to say he hasn't had some huge hits. He had a go-ahead grand slam in the eighth inning last week in Northwest Arkansas. Two balls and no strikes. Nallen comes home. Popped up on the right side. Foul ground. Cassetti racing after it. The first baseman has room near the tarp and makes the catch. So Rodriguez fouls out to first. There are two down here in the second. Tucker Mitchell stands in for the Riders. Sun starting to set in Frisco on this gorgeous night. The golden hue has turned into a beautiful sunset. That is just picturesque if you're watching on Valley Live. Well, Tucker Mitchell bats now. The pitch. He pops it up on the right side, almost the same exact spot. Cassetti over to the warning track, makes the catch near the tarp again, inning over. So the Rough Riders get a leadoff double from Abimelech Ortiz, but can't score him. And we are still at a 1-0 game with the Wichita Wind Surge leading the Frisco Rough Riders. Top three next. And you'll have Luke Maley on the mic next on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets and two co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Hi, it's Alex DeGody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride.
Any bills you can't front, her parents paid it. The show was
fun. Winston Santos retoes the rubber. Top of the third inning, it's 1-0 Wind Surge. And in steps Rosario from the right side. And the initial offering from Santos misses down and away. And something that we've talked about is Santos has thrown too many strikes at times. And it's led to being hit around just a bit. 1-0 on its way. That one just misses outside. 97 with a fastball. And it's a 2-0 advantage for the Wind Surge. Their right fielder, Rosario, doubled his first trip up. That opened this ball game, offering home. And that one misses inside, and it's 3-0. Santos, not a big walk guy, but when he has issued the free pass, it's come in bunches. Right-hander set. He kicks and fires the 3-0. There's a called strike. 97 with a fastball right at the bottom of the zone. 3-1. Zach mentioned earlier that double in the first extended Rosario's hit streak to 10 games as he checked his swing and just caught a piece of the bat on it. Foul ball on the right side. Pitch that likely would have been ball 4. Santos bailed out a bit. Rosario requests time and he's granted it. It's Rosario, Rucker, and Schoble, the top 3 in this order, due up here in the top of the 3rd. Second trip around for Winston Santos. He's ready to go. Payoff pitch on the way. Taken, called, strike 3. Got him looking. 98 on the inner edge. And Rosario becomes strikeout number 4 for Santos tonight. A well-executed pitch on the inner edge in the lower third of the zone. And he run it up at 98 miles an hour. He has the first out of the 3rd inning. So in steps Jake Rucker, and the first pitch on its way. There's a call and strike, that time on the outer edge at 98 miles an hour. Jake Rucker has had himself a really solid year. It's 116 hits as he chases a pitch just off the outside edge. That was the slider from Santos. Nothing in 2. He leads the team in hits. He also finished last year leading the team in RBI at 63. He's leading this year again with 65 as he hits one high in the air out towards left field. Hatcher camped under it just in front of the warning track, and he's there to make the grab. 2 away. Well, for Rucker, he's attempting this year to become the first player in Wind Surge history to lead the team in RBI in back-to-back seasons. Led last year, he's leading this year. Tanner Schoble digs in now. And the first pitch, swing and a miss. Good-looking slider on the outer edge. Nothing in 1. Santos sitting just above 50 pitches. He gets ready to throw pitch number 54. He rocks, and the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Another devastating slider, well located, right at the bottom of the zone. Oh, he's ahead, nothing in 2. He struck out 2 in the 2nd inning. He's already struck out 1 here in the 3rd. He retoes the rubber. Aaron Sabato standing on deck in the cleanup spot. The 0-2 on its way, taken downstairs. A check swing, they appeal to first where Justin Juska says he did not offer. Well, the count moves to 1-2. Santos had to face 6 batters in the opening frame and manufactured that 1 run for Wichita. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Went back to the slider, and he has strikeout number 5. Back-to-back innings with 2 strikeouts for Winston Santos, and he sat down the last 7 he's faced. No runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Bottom of the 3rd coming up next. The Riders to the plate, trailing 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Lane Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
First offering to Daniel Mateo. Drifts just off the outside edge. Mateo hops ahead. Ball and no strikes. He's the last to face Jalen Nowlan. Left-hander set at the chest. He lifts and fires. And Mateo takes again downstairs this time. And he's in the driver's seat at 2 balls and no strikes. Mateo, a 164 hitter here at the AA level for the Rough Riders. But he's picked it up at the dish as of late, including a bit of a power surge during the month of August as he rips through a pitch in the upper third of the zone. 2 balls and a strike. The Rough Riders have threatened in each frame against Nowlan, but they haven't been able to pick up any runs. Pitch home, and Mateo waves and misses again, that time 93 at the top of the zone. The Riders have struggled tonight with runners in scoring position through 2 innings. They've had 6 at-bats already with runners in scoring position, and they've gone 0 for 6. They've gotten the leadoff man aboard against the left-hander in both the first 2 innings, but unable to manufacture a run. The 2-2 to Mateo, swing and a miss. He's down on strikes. So for the first time tonight, Nowlan has sat down the first batter he's faced in an inning. And he picks up his third strikeout. Well, the lineup turns over for the Rough Riders. It's Alejandro Osuna at the top of the card. Right fielder tonight, a normal center fielder for Frisco. Lefty on lefty matchup and the offering home. Taken and just missed a bit upstairs. Osuna was hit by a pitch. Start the bottom of the first inning. And they moved all the way over to third after a stolen base and an error. And he slaps one back out of play, a foul ball. Evens things at 1-1. Osuna yesterday picked up a hit. He went 1-for-5 with a pair of strikeouts and a stolen base. He's now stolen a base in each of the first 2 games of this series. Wave and a miss. He chased beneath the zone. Falls behind 1-2. The Rough Riders offensively have been in a groove as of late. They've put up great numbers over the last 7 games. You look since the beginning of the last series. As Nowlan kicks with a 1-2, and Osuna taps it foul on the right side. Well, it remains 1-2. The Rough Riders offense has put together a pretty nice resume. 44 runs scored, which is third in all of AA. Also tied for first in home runs, triples. They picked up 66 hits since the beginning of last week, averaging about 9.5 per game. That's good for third. The 1-2, and that one's hit high and deep out to right field. Rosario ranging back, watching. He's at the track, and it is gone! Home run number 6 at the AA level for Alejandro Osuna, and we're all even, 1 apiece in the bottom of the third. Got a pitch at the top of the zone, and Osuna turned on it. 99 off the bat. It traveled 376 feet. And all Rosario and Wright could do is watch it fly. In steps Max Acosta. You watch the initial offering downstairs for ball one. And Acosta has been seeing the baseball well. He had a pair of extra base hits
in the series opener on Monday. He's now homered in back-to-back games. The 1-0 inside, and it skips past the catcher, Cardenas. And Acosta in front, two balls and no strikes.
Well, normally with a warm summer day that we have, the wind would be blowing out to left field. The wind's blowing in a little bit today, so the smoke from the fireworks is drifting back over to the field of play. If you're watching on Bally Live, that's why it looks like it's foggy. That's just a little firework smoke, a little celebration smoke, nothing to worry about.
We had that on Monday, but the wind was blowing in a little bit harder, so it didn't sit right over the field. Acosta waits the 2-0 offering, runs off the plate. Three balls and no strikes.
It felt a little spooky for a second, like it's October or
it's
something.
It's almost that time, isn't it?
It's almost time to hang out on the balcony and get a fire going.
There you go. Some football coming up. 3-0. That one ripped down the left field line and might be extra bases for Acosta. Wide turn at first base. It rolls all the way to the corner, and Max Acosta has done it again. He pulls into second with a one-out double, and it's back-to-back extra base hits for Frisco. The home run by Alejandro Osuna, and now the double by Acosta. And in just seven trips to the plate here in this series, Acosta now 3-for-7, and all three hits have gone for extra bases. Now a double, a triple, and a home run.
And the Rough Riders have three extra base hits tonight of their three hits. They've all come on kind of unconventional counts. Two on one, two counts, and then a 3-0 double right there.
There you go. Here's Josh Hatcher looking to do some damage in the first pitch. Breaking ball. Called a strike at the top of the zone. Hatcher fouled out to the catcher Cardenas in his first trip. The Rough Riders even at 1-1 with Wichita. Have a chance to take the lead. Hatcher the lefty, and he watches outside off the plate, even at a ball and a strike. The Rough Riders have struggled here early in this game with runners in scoring position. Mentioned 0-for-6, and Hatcher trying to change that with Cody Freeman standing on deck. Allen set at the belt. He looks to second, now comes home, and a nearly identical pitch misses down and away. Back to the off-speed. He falls behind on Josh Hatcher. Two balls and a strike. Hatcher has been back and forth around that 300 average, hitting 298 at the moment. The 2-1. Swing and a foul tip back into Cardenas mitt. And we're even at two balls and two strikes. Hatcher had a really nice road trip last week. He led the Rough Riders in average, hitting over 400. He had a stretch in there in which he went 7-for-7. Lefty kicks, the 2-2. Taken, called strike three, got him looking. Fourth strikeout for Jalen Nowlin. And the second of the frame, and there's two away for Cody Freeman with a runner in scoring position. Hitting with runners in scoring position has been something the Rough Riders have really done well this year. They've regressed a little bit towards the mean as of late, over the last month or so. First pitch to Freeman is hit high in the air into shallow left center field. Ortega, the center fielder, can't find it, and at the last moment on the run, he's able to reach up and grab it. He held his arms out to his side as if to say, I have no idea where this baseball is. So Ross, the shortstop, went back, but at the last moment, Ortega able to find it. The Rough Riders get a run. It comes on the solo homer by Alejandro Osuna. His sixth of the year for the Rough Riders, but they leave a runner in scoring position. And after three innings, we're even up one apiece here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to the Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
Winston Santos goes back to work, and he gets a wave and a miss by Aaron Sabato. Sabato worked a walk, the lone walk issued by the right-hander here to this point. A 0-1 on its way. Misses just inside of the right-handed hitting DH. Aaron Sabato sitting at 10 home runs this year. Santos ready with the 1-1. Breaking ball. The slider in there called a strike. Almost down the middle. It's a ball and two strikes in favor of the right-hander. Santos had some struggles early, but he's really settled in. This one chopped left side. Freeman has to back up on it. On a backhand, long throw across the diamond. Two hops. And in and out of Tucker Mitchell's mitt at first base. Freeman gave it his all. Abimelech, or rather... Max Acosta, the second baseman, ranged over behind and picked up the baseball and then applied the tag to Sabato. First base umpire Justin Juska said that he was safe. He touched the bag. Not an easy play for Mitchell to make. Two hops. And that's about all you could ask from your hot corner and Cody Freeman. Chopper to the left side, and they do give Sabato a single for it. He's aboard, and here's Andrew Cassetti, who cuts through the first offering. It's a fastball at the top of the zone. Sabato has reached in both trips here. Cassetti delivered an RBI single in his first trip. And he waves and misses and finds himself behind 0-2 after cutting through a slider. Cassetti, the first baseman, making his series debut, had Monday off. The 0-2 from Santos, and that one's fouled back to the backstop. It remains 0-2. Went back to the slider there. Kyler Fenko stands on deck. He's been the hottest hitter for Wichita as of late. Santos peers in. Ready with the 0-2. Fourth pitch of the AB on its way. Wave and a miss. Got him with the slider. Six punch outs for Winston Santos tonight. And there's one away. This is a Wichita offense that had a surge in the month of August. They finished second in the Texas League with 32 homers in the month. Right-hander peers in. And his first pitch to Kyler Fenko. A check swing, foul ball on the right side. But there's been a key number for Wichita this year. It's five runs. They've scored five or more runs in 38 of their 54 wins. So when failing to reach five runs, they've really struggled. So that one popped up. Back behind the plate. Cooper Johnson looking up at it, and he'll watch it fall into the seats. Santos has the advantage, nothing in two. Well, when the wind surge don't reach the five-run mark, they're just 16-51 on this season. They put up one through the first three frames against Santos, who's really settled in. Sabato standing at first, 0-2 to Fenko. Started the swing, but was able to hold it up. on a slider that just missed outside to the right-handed hitting left fielder. Petco picked up a pair of hits in the series opener on Monday. He went 2-for-5. Avoided striking out in that game. 1-2. Ripped foul down the third baseline. And it remains a ball and two strikes. Santos here at the AA level has four ground ball double plays. Right-hander set at the belt. He lifts and the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Half-hearted swing from Kyler Fenko. Looked like he tried to hold it up. The barrel went through the strike zone, but it's seven strikeouts for Winston Santos. Back-to-back K's. And he is cruising. Season high for the right-hander is 12. That came at Hickory back in April as he kicks and fires. In the first pitch, a squibber up the first baseline. Santos has it. He'll chase to the bag himself. And that's the inning. And Winston Santos helps himself out. After a leadoff single by Aaron Sabato, he gets a pair of strikeouts and a one unassisted ground out. And it's no runs on one hit, no errors, and one left aboard in the top of the fourth. Bottom of the fourth next. With the Riders and the Wind Search tied at one here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, I want to highlight a new team partner. I'm proud to announce that USAA is now the official military appreciation partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. USAA was founded in 1922, and more than 100 years later, they continue their commitment to serving the military community and their families. On behalf of the Rough Riders and USAA, we'd like to thank all military families for your service and sacrifice.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here to talk to you about water filtration. Unfiltered water in your home is no joke. Did you know tap water can shorten the life of your pipes and even worse, be dangerous to your family's health? Our Punctual Plumbers can install a whole home system that filters water before it enters your pipes. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Go with the flow, the local pros, call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The Rough Riders have gotten the leadoff man aboard in two out of the first three innings against the left-hander, and it's Abimelech Ortiz who stands in. The first offering dips beneath the zone. Fastball. Ball and no strikes on Abby, who doubled to lead off the second inning but was stranded there. And coincidentally, the Rough Riders' lone run came in the only inning that they haven't got the leadoff man aboard. 1-0, and Ortiz shoots it back to the screen. Even at a ball and a strike. What a stretch it's been for Abimelech Ortiz. Raising his average significantly. He's been really good in this ballpark this year, but on the road has struggled. The 1-1. Watches a called strike on the outer edge. And falls behind 1-2, but the patience at the plate has been what has helped Abby, and he's coming off of a really solid road trip in which he homered three times. He asks for time before the 1-2 pitch, wants to adjust the batting gloves. It's Ortiz, Johnson, and Rodriguez, the 5-6-7 batters, due up against the left-handed Nowlin. Who kicks and fires, 1-2 is hit high in the air down the right field line. Rosario over towards the corner, and he reaches out and didn't make the catch. A foul ball.
As he was going right towards the wall, it looked like he felt the wall coming and then reached out to his left at the last second, and then foul territory went off the side of his glove and landed foul. So Abby takes it or gets a break there.
Certainly so. Anytime you're approaching the wall, it's always in the back of your mind. But for Rosario, a tough play there, but it gives new life to Abimelech Ortiz. Ball that he hit pretty hard, 99 off the bat, but just a bit too under it. Well, he faces another 1-2, the left-hander's pitch. Line the other way. Fentko oncoming. He reaches out on the run, ranging to his right, and he's there to make the grab. 105 that time off the bat by Ortiz. But nothing to show for it. A solid read by Fetko in left field.
And it's just another example of a good piece of hitting with two strikes for Abby. I mean, 105 low and outside. It's actually not even a strike. And he serves it the other way at maximum or at elite exit velocity.
Cooper Johnson stands in, and he watches the first offering off the plate, and maximum for most people.
Yeah, exactly.
But Abimelech Ortiz has run it up there 110 plus quite a few times this year.
I believe as high as 115 this year.
That rings a bell to me. The 1-0 is just beneath the zone, and Cooper Johnson has himself a 2-0 advantage.
And if you look at this overall season for Ortiz coming off the year he had last year, a lot of people are going to say it was a disappointing year for Abby, and you can certainly make that argument.
2-0. Glides inside. It's three balls and no strikes.
But at the same time, you look at the second half that he's had and the adjustments that he's been able to make, and you have to imagine if he comes back here and starts in AA again next year, you can see him being a guy who takes off the first couple months and just explodes to the next level.
No doubt. 3-0 from Nowlin. And that misses upstairs. And Cooper Johnson works a four-pitch walk. The first free pass issued by the left-hander. Kalen Nowlin, we mentioned it in the pregame show, but made his AA debut last season against the Frisco Rough Riders. He went 3 2/3, giving up one run on two hits. He did hit two batters and walked three while striking out five as Rodriguez skies the first pitch he sees into shallow right field, Rosario ranging over. And Justin Fairground is there to make the play. A pair of outs in the air, one to left off Ortiz's bat, and one to right off Gabriel Rodriguez's bat. And there are two gone here in the home half of the fourth inning. Cooper Johnson at first, Tucker Mitchell. We'll dig in now. Johnson and Mitchell, the two catchers for the Rough Riders. Mitchell, the first baseman here tonight, first offering inside, and that one skips past Cardenas. And Cooper Johnson will take a free 90 feet. So the Rough Riders will have another opportunity with runners in scoring position. They've started this game 0-for-8. But a chance for Tucker Mitchell to respond to that. It's been a tough offensive start for Mitchell, who's done really nice work behind the plate. But he's hit some baseballs hard, and in talking with Cooper Johnson earlier this year, he said he's been a bit unlucky. The 1-0 misses outside. Two balls and no strikes. Coop said he's a tremendous baseball player, not only defensively, but at the dish. Tucker Mitchell has run into some hard outs. He fouled out in his first trip tonight. He awaits the 2-0. And he tanks on the outer edge, a called strike with a fastball. I'm expecting Tucker Mitchell to begin to find some of those hits. Hitting 102 at the moment in limited action with the Rough Riders, one of the newer faces in that clubhouse. 2-1 on its way. Wave and a miss. A big swing. Mitchell just out in front of it. Two balls and two strikes. With Cooper Johnson standing at second base with two away here in the inning. Mitchell asks for time and collects himself. Daniel Mateo in the ninth spot in this order, standing on deck should Mitchell extend the inning. Allen looks to second. Long pause, and he kicks the 2-2, and that one chopped left side. The third baseman, Schobel, backing up. He has it, fires across the diamond in time to cut down Tucker Mitchell. A 5-3 ground out ends the frame. The Rough Riders get no runs on no hits, no errors. They did leave one aboard the base paths. It was Cooper Johnson who worked a one-out walk. And after four innings, we're still even at one apiece. When we come back, it's the top of the fifth, and Zach Bigley on the mic here on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News and World Report, Baylor Scott & White, the Heart Hospital Plano, is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital. Howdy, Rough Riders fans. Are plumbing problems throwing you a curveball? Knock it out of the park with Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, the exclusive plumbing partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. We share a commitment to patriotism and excellence. In fact, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Step up to the plate and get our double deal. No trip charge plus $50 off any plumbing repair. Don't strike out with Sumpar service. Text Book It to 833-201-1776. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing will have your home running smoother than a well-executed double play.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
We make our way to the top of the fifth inning. The Rough Riders and the Wind Surge here at the second game of this six-game series. 8-9-1 due up. First pitch to Cardenas is grounded foul down the left side. It's 0-1. Winston Santos had a 29-pitch first inning, but has rebounded to face just one over the minimum through his next three. 1-1 ball game, top of the fifth. Santos has struck out seven through his four innings so far. Right-hander against right-hander. Cardenas struck out looking back in the second, and the 0-1. Breaking ball off the fist, a fly ball into shallow left field. Hatcher coming in. It's Rodriguez, the shortstop, who's under it to make the catch, and there's one away. The shortstop, Ben Ross, takes his turn now. Santos at 72 pitches, and this will probably be his final inning. 89 pitches is his season high with the Rough Riders. That was in his last start last week against Northwest Arkansas. Cooper Johnson quickly with a chat with Santos. Ross, the shortstop, popped out to third base his first time up. Tied at one. Both teams with one run. Both teams with three hits. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Fouled away down the right side. It's 0-1. Ross, the shortstop, playing in his 113th game this season for Wichita. 0-1. There's a ground ball foul up the third baseline, 0-2. This is game number 128 for both the Rough Riders and the Wind Surge. And Wichita has four players that have played over 110 games on this roster. It's tied with Springfield for the most in the Texas League. We've got a lot of guys who have been here for a long time. 0-2 pitch. Down in the dirt, missed with a changeup, and it's one ball and two strikes. And Ross has been one of those guys. The other guys in this lineup that have played a ton of games this year, Tanner Schobel, Jake Rucker, both over 110 games. 1-2. Breaking ball, fouled off, and just in and out of Johnson's glove, and it's still one ball and two strikes. This Wichita team has seen a lot of guys come through, but some mainstays in this order as well, and Ross has been one of them. 1-2 pitch. Swinging a bounding ball on, two hops to third. Freeman backs up on it. Backhands, throws to first and gets him two away. Nifty play at third by Rough Riders' mainstay at the hot corner, Cody Freeman, playing that ball perfectly. That's great footwork backing up on it, knowing he has the arm to get it across and get Ross by half a step. Tied at one. Kalai Rosario bats now. Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager, was talking earlier today about effort. There's the pitch. A swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. And brought up Cody Freeman and his effort plays on Monday that helped win the Rough Riders a game. And one of them was on the RBI single by this man, Rosario. 0-1. He takes a fastball, letter high for a strike. It's 0-2. He had a ground ball down the third baseline with the bases loaded. And Freeman made a diving play to smother it and keep it from going down the line. One run still scored on an RBI infield single, but he stopped it from being a multiple run extra base hit for Rosario. 0-2. That's in the air down the right field line, and it twists foul and out of play, and it's still 0-2. And what Cardoza said is essentially that helped win the game, even though it was, in this case, eight innings before Freeman eventually had the walk-off single. If he doesn't make that play, you don't even go to extra innings because it's not a tie 2-2 game. 0-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Winston Santos with his eighth strikeout, the most he's had in a Rough Riders uniform. It ends the fifth in 1-2-3 fashion. Santos sends us to the bottom of the fifth inning, tied at one on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the fifth inning brings Daniel Mateo to the plate for the Rough Riders. Tied at one. Now Lynn deals home. Outside, 1-0. Now Lynn allowed just one run in the third inning. That's the only run he surrendered. A solo homer by Alejandro Osuna. Only the second home run he's allowed to a left-handed batter this year. 1-0. Up and away, and it's two balls and no strikes. He allowed eight home runs to right-handed batters coming into tonight, and just one to lefties. Mateo struck out against him in the third. Here's the stretch by the left-hander and the 2-0. Swing and a miss to the elevated heater. It's two balls and one strike. Now Lynn facing the Rough Riders for the first time this season, but he actually made his Double-A debut last year against Frisco, allowing just one run over 3 2/3 innings. He struck out five and walked three in that start. That start came in Wichita. He readies from the stretch, and the left-hander fires in. A swing and a miss. And it's two balls and two strikes now on the Rough Riders center fielder. Nalin, as mentioned, was drafted in the 19th round in 2021 out of Chapala College, community college in Florida. Produced some pretty good big leaguers. The offering is a check swing, and he didn't go on a pitch up and away. It's full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Guys like Jose Bautista, Russell Martin, Tyler Flowers, Patrick Corbin. Some really darn good ball players have come out of at junior college. The offering, a swing and a miss. Got him upstairs for strike three, and Mateo's down on strikes. Fifth strikeout for Nowlin, and there's one away for Alejandro Osuna. Osuna has been hit by a pitch and homered. Tied at one. First pitch from Nowlin. Take all the way, and it's a strike on the outside edge, 0-1. There is some action out of the bullpen in left field, so it's Jake Latz who's up and loosening, the big league rehabber. Pitch in. There's a fly ball lifted into right center field and shallow. Rosario racing on, still coming, and it lands in a base hit just in front of him. Osuna just bleeds it into right field. He picks up a bloop single. Well, the second baseman, Rucker, was just jogging after it. That probably would have been his ball if he would have sprinted after it. Instead, it lands in, and Max Acosta bats now for the Riders. Frisco has had plenty of opportunities to score early on. They're 0-for-9 with runners in scoring position. So we'll see if Osuna tries to push the issue here. Offering it, Max grounds it foul down the left side, past Rough Riders third base coach and manager Carlos Cardoza. It's 0-1. Acosta doubled back in the third, and as Luke mentioned earlier, 3 hits through the first 2 games of this series, all of them for extra bases, a double, triple, and a home run. And he is now, in addition to that, a whopping 5-for-9 through the first 3 games of September. 0-1, down and in, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. And he has had a wonderful last little stretch. The consistency of Max Acosta is really what's marked his career thus far. It's still a very young career at this point. He's still only 21 years old and won't turn 22 until October. 1-1 pitch. That's on the outside corner of strike, and it's 1-2. As he currently sits now with the Rough Riders in his first year at AA, he has a career high in batting average, on base percentage, slugging percentage, OPS. And really impressive defensively as well on top of that. The offering is up and away, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a lot of excitement being generated around Acosta within this organization. And you can see why. 25 steals as well to go on top of it. 2-2. That's down in the dirt, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. And a guy who, when he's hot, can really help out this offense. And if it hadn't have been for a slow start offensively with the power, you're probably talking about another season in which he has a career high in home runs after he hit 11 last year. He didn't hit his first homer till June of this season. Since June, he has 7 long balls, including 2 in the first 2 games this month. Homers in back-to-back games coming into tonight. He bats with the runner at first and 1 down. Nowlin looks over towards first, ready with a belt high set, and brings it in. Down and in, ball 4, and Acosta walks. That's something he's been doing better as well. Runners at first and second, and Josh Hatcher hits now. Acosta does not quite have a career high in walks. He has 33 this season now, including walking 3 times last week in 1 game for the first time in his career. His career high in walks, 40. That was back when he was with Down East in 2022. Quick mound visit for Cardenas, the catcher, with Nowlin. He's back behind home. Acosta also striking out at the lowest rate he has in his career here at the highest level he's played. So here's Josh Hatcher with runners at first and second and one down. Bottom of the fifth inning, tied at one, the pitch. Breaking ball bends him back, and it's one ball and no strikes. Missing up and in. Hatcher has popped out and struck out looking today. 0 for his last six after just a monster four-game stretch. Here's the set. And the 1-0. Swinging a foul back behind home on the ground, and it's one ball and one strike. Over his last five games, including his 0 for 4 on Monday, Hatcher is 10 for 21, a 4.76 average. 351 hitter over his last 19 games. Over 900 OPS during that stretch as well. 1-1. Swinging a ground ball, bounced up the middle. It's into right center, base hit. Osuna waved around third. He scores the go-ahead run. Riders lead it 2-1. Go ahead, RBI single, Josh Hatcher bouncing it up the middle through the vacated middle of the field with Rucker playing the pole. And the Rough Riders take a fifth inning lead, 2-1. They finally get that hit with runners in scoring position. Max Acosta goes first to third, and they're cornered for Cody Freeman. Free is 0 for 2. First pitch, runner goes, pitches a strike, throw down to second, not in time. Hatcher with his 22nd steal of the season. And there are now two in scoring position for the Riders. Riders trying to add on, infield comes in. 2-1 Frisco. This is the meat of the order, too, with Freeman, Ortiz, and Johnson. The next three batters due up with one down. And time called right before the pitch. Cardenas called it. And that was a late call by his own catcher. Nowlin was already into his motion. He steps off. Freeman 0 for 2 today. He started yesterday 0 for 3 before hits in the ninth inning and then the walk-off in the 11th. That was on Monday, the pitch. A ground ball foul off the facing of the Riders dugout on the third base side. It's 0-2. Two runs on five hits for the Riders. One run on three hits for Wichita. This is the guy you want up in this situation. Hatcher and Freeman have been the two run producers for Frisco. Free steps in again. 23-year-old, the 0-2. Swing and a miss, got him swinging in the dirt, and he strikes out. So Freeman down on strikes, sixth punch out for Nowlin. Two down for Ortiz, who has hit the ball extremely hard twice today with a double into right field and a line out to left. Lefty, lefty. Runners at second and third, infield back. The pitch. Ortiz takes a strike on the inside corner, 0-1. Both of Ortiz's at-bats have gone down to 1-2 counts before he's hit the ball hard. With runners in scoring position this season, Abby hitting 241. 0-1 pitch. That's just outside, and it's one ball and one strike, which is slightly better than his season 233 average, but not necessarily incredibly impressive. He can lengthen this lead with a hit. 1-1 offering. He takes it to the bottom of the zone for strike two. It's 1-2. Left-handed batter back in with Johnson on deck. Allen brings in the 1-2. Ortiz takes up and in with a slider. It's two balls and two strikes. check swing on that offering that nearly came up and in and got him. Ortiz has had massive home runs recently over the last month and a half. 2-2. He swings and flies it out to left center field. Ortega back on the run. Fedko running back as well. It's Fedko reaches out from left field, makes the catch, and the inning ends. Ortiz just got it off the end of the bat, and the Rough Riders settle for one run in the fifth. It's a run on two hits, no errors, two left on. We go to the top of the sixth inning. The Rough Riders now lead it 2-1. The Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Rough Riders leading it 2-1, and Jacob Latz, the Major League rehabber, is out of the bullpen for Frisco, meaning Winston Santos's night is done. He went five innings, allowing just one run on three hits. He struck out eight and walked one. Latz made 46 appearances at the big league level this season, but on the shelf and trying to work his way back. He's made two appearances on rehab with the Rough Riders so far. They have not gone particularly well. First pitch to Jake Rucker. Fastball fouled back into Johnson's glove. It's 0-1 at 94 miles an hour from the lefty. In his two appearances, an inning and a third, six runs on six hits. He's allowed one homer and walked two. 0-1. Flied out of play down the right side. It's 0-2. He faced an extremely pesky Springfield Cardinals team that kind of hit him around on some pretty darn good pitches, including a pitch that was off the plate away on a changeup to a right-handed batter and was kind of flicked down the line for a two-run double. And he said he was pretty frustrated about that. Here's the stretch and the 0-2 pitch on the way to Rucker. There's a fly ball lifted into right field straight away. Osuna started back, now comes in, and he's under it to make the catch. Fly ball out to right field on that changeup on the outside edge, and it's one away in the sixth inning for Tanner Schobel. Latz comes at you with four pitches, fastball, slider, changeup, curveball. He mostly will throw that slider to left-handers and throws the changeup away to right-handers. He'll also mix in that curveball to righties very sparingly. He stretches and fires. Up and away to Schobel on a 95-mile-an-hour heater. It's 1-0. That fastball averages around 95 miles an hour. Opponents at the big league level hit just 228 off the fastball this year. The pitch, that's down and in, and it's two balls and no strikes, while opponents hit just 222 off of the changeup. Latz will get on you pretty quickly with his 6-foot-2 frame. He lets go of the ball very close to home, has good extension. He readies in the 2-0. At the bottom of the zone for a strike with that changeup, and it's two balls and one strike. That's a starting pitcher for the Rough Riders all the way back in 2021. He readies in the 2-1 pitch. Inside, three balls and one strike. Big part of that 2021 team that was very talented. Former Kent State Golden Flash, but never actually pitched for Kent State. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Went upstairs with that fastball. Got a weak wave from Schoble, and it's three balls and two strikes. Started his college career at LSU, redshirting, and then was hurt after just a few appearances with the Tigers. Transferred to Kent State, but had to sit out a year because of the transfer rules, and then after sitting out a year, was drafted in the fifth round by the Rangers the following season in 2017, and has made his way up to the big leagues as a pretty staunch reliever in 46 games, a 3.71 ERA this season for Texas. At one point, he was the only left-hander in the bullpen for the Rangers. ...2-1 Frisco, top of the sixth inning. Lats readies in the 3-2. Swing and a miss, got him with the changeup away. Lats with the strikeout, and there are two outs. Aaron Sabato bats now. This is more of the Jacob Lats we are used to seeing. Efficient. Really good with that changeup away, especially. He readies and fires. That's down, and it's one ball and no strikes. Jackson Kelly is loosening in the Rough Riders bullpen just in case. Sabato today has walked and singled. Right-handed batter. ...1-0... up and away, just missing with the changeup. Two balls and no strikes. Probably not where he wanted to put that pitch. Wants it more down and away. Lats brings it home. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 2-1. Well, speaking of the Rangers, as they're looking to get Lats back at the big league level soon. They're in action against the Yankees right now, looking to take that series. They lead it 5-2 in the bottom of the fifth inning. The offering is a swing and a miss, and it's 2-2 on the elevated heater. A big congratulations to Sandro Fabian, the former Rough Rider, back in 2022, who got promoted up to the big leagues this afternoon. He is not starting today. 2-2. Swing and a miss, got him. Latch strikes him out, and he K's two in a 1-2-3 sixth inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. And we move to the bottom of the sixth. We'll talk more about Sandro Fabian when we come back. 2-1 Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse...
The offering. That's low and outside. It's two balls and one strike. He pitched for the Missions in both 2021 and 2022. And well, to put it lightly, the Rough Riders had some pretty good success against him back in 2021. The offering. There's a strike, and it's... two balls and two strikes. If you're a really big Rough Riders fan and you remember all the way back to 2021, that was a year of crazy walk-offs. Here's the stretch and the offering. And a strike on the outside corner for strike three. He hit a breaking ball on the upper edge outside corner, and there's one away on a strike out of Johnson. And Caber Rodriguez makes his way to the plate. Rough Riders victimized Mason Fox couple times in 2021. There's the offering in. That's in the air down the right side. Twisting foul. And out of play, and it's 0-1. Back on back in 2021, I should say. Back on June 26th, a long time ago, Mason Fox gave up a Bubba Thompson RBI double for a walk-off as there's another foul down the right field line. And then a couple nights later, he allowed a couple more runs to the Rough Riders. The Riders, in every appearance against him that year, scored one run at least, except for one. Pitch is fouled back, and it's still no balls and two strikes. It's a very different pitcher now than he was in 2021, though. He readies and fires. A swing and a foul back into Cardenas' glove, and there are two away. 10th appearance with Wichita this season. Fox, a 3.27 ERA. There's Tucker Mitchell. First pitch. Swinging a ground ball foul back behind home. It's 0-1. The reason he's just made 9 appearances so far is he was playing indie ball before getting signed out of independent baseball by the Twins organization. He was playing for Charleston in the Atlantic League. 0-1. Swing and a miss off the outside corner. 0-2. He dominated in indie ball. 1.20 ERA as the closer for Charleston. 21 strikeouts in 15 innings, but he struggled with his command so far here with the wind surge. Right-hander readies from the stretch. 0-2. Down in the dirt. One ball and two strikes. Well, we were talking about Sandro Fabian, and it was really fun to see him get the call. Rough Rider back in 2022. So he's not starting today, but hopefully will start tomorrow and make that major league debut. 1-2. Just low. Two balls, two strikes on Mitchell. A guy who you really root for. He was a Giants farmhand for a lot of years. Came over on a free agent deal. He's made his way up to the big leagues. 2-2. That's down and in, three balls, two strikes. He has 17 homers this year with AAA Round Rock, providing a little bit of thump, hopefully, once he gets up there and makes that debut. Three balls and two strikes now on Mitchell. Fox brings it in. Mitchell swings, grounds it down the third baseline, just foul. Oh, not foul by much. Mitchell has to regather. In the Ranger game right now, Wyatt Langford having another good day after the walk-off grand slam last night. He's 2-for-3. An RBI double. Ezekiel Duran a couple hits. Payoff pitch. Inside corner got him looking. So Mitchell down on strikes, and Mason Fox strikes out the side in his return to Riders Field in a wind surge uniform. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Top seven next. Riders leading 2-1. Luke Maley on the mic when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's Power Shift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the seventh inning, and Jackson Kelly is on, the third arm used tonight for the Rough Riders. Jacob Latz, in his major league rehab assignment, goes an inning of perfect baseball, striking out two. And as we enter the top of the seventh, with Andrew Cassetti stepping in, Zach, what do you say we get some trivia underway?
There's nothing I'd rather do, my friend.
I love it. Jackson Kelly set at the belt. His first offering is a called strike on the outer edge. Well, Zach, we go back to this date in baseball history in 1985. Gary Carter hit a pair of solo homers. That came a day after he hit three homers in a game. There's a foul ball on the right side, 0-2.
Good couple days.
Yeah, he became, at the time, just the 11th player to have a span of two games in which he hit five home runs. Well, tonight we're not going to look at that. That list is a little difficult today.
That'd be really
so we're
hard.
Looking at multi-home run games overall over the course of the career. As Kelly gets set to fire the 0-2. Side armor drops down, and he misses just outside of all the two strikes. So, Zach, let's see how many of the top 10 players in career multi-home run games you can name.
Albert Pujols.
Albert Pujols, surprisingly, does make the list.
Okay,
he's
I was giving
six. I overlooked his name. Wave and a miss. And Kelly strikes out the first he faces. Three in a row. I had our little live read here covering the list and looked at it as only five. And Albert Pujols is at six. Albert Pujols, 65. Slots in right there in the middle at six.
Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth is one with 72.
Henry Aaron.
Also slots in on the list at five. There's a swing and a miss by Fetko, first pitch spinner. So it won.
Willie Mays.
Willie Mays slots in at seven with 63.
Alex Rodriguez.
Alex Rodriguez, 62.
I don't know if you notice a pattern, but I'm just guessing all the highest home run hitters
and
in Major League history.
You're pretty safe in that assumption.
How about Griff?
Griff slots in at nine with 55. Fetko awaits the 0-1 on its way, and it glides just a bit outside. We're even at a ball and a strike.
Jim Thome.
No Jim Thome.
Okay, that breaks the streak there.
And we're cruising.
Mark McGwire.
Mark McGwire at four. Pitch home, and that one hammered down the left field line, but well fouled. 97 off the bat, but it moves to nothing and two on Tyler Fetko.
Slamming Sammy Sosa.
Sammy Sosa at three with 69. Just missing two. 8 for 9. Right-hander comes set and fires the 0-2. There's a chopper up the middle. Cabe Rodriguez, the shortstop, on the run. Fires across the diamond. Not in time. Boy, was it close. It looked like there was no shot. Cabe Rodriguez was going to be able to make a play there. But he closed in on the baseball and fired a strike. Boy, it was close. Watching the replay now, and it looks like he got him. What a play by Cabe Rodriguez. He didn't get the call, so Jarrell Ortega will step in.
Yeah, you looked out there. I think you're right.
An infield single for Fetko, his third hit of the series. And the first pitch to Ortega misses just outside to the right-handed hitter. We're looking for the most multi-home run games in Major League history. Zach has named 8 of the top 10. Pitch home, and there's a called strike on the inner edge.
Mike Schmidt.
Mike Schmidt does not make the cut. Just missing two names.
Bonds.
Bonds at 2 with 71.
That's a crazy miss, miss for me.
Just overlooked for a minute. Right-hander set at the belt. The 1-1 on its way, and that glides a bit outside. 2-1. Well, Zach, if we can go back, if you're with us for the trivia on the road trip, we were talking about some trivia, and I had forgotten Shohei Ohtani, yeah. Which was a very obvious answer for what we were dealing with that night.
It was players who, active players with an MVP and a Rookie of the Year.
There you go. That one glides inside to Ortega, and he has himself a 3-1 advantage. Just missing one name from this list. I'll give you bonus points. There is a tie for that 10th spot. There's technically two other names you could get.
Is Gehrig on there?
Gehrig is not on there. That one over the heart of the plate. Called strike for Jackson Kelly, and the count runs full.
What about Manny?
Manny just misses. He is the next player down after that tie. He had 54. There's a wave and a miss, and the throw down to second base is not quite in time. A strikeout for Jarrell Ortega, the second for Jackson Kelly. But a stolen base for Kyler Fedko. And Wichita has the tying run at second base with two gone in the seventh.
Cardoza's going to come out and argue at the batter. Ortega was leaning out over the plate, unnecessarily got in the way of the throw from Johnson.
Argument to be made there. There didn't appear to be any contact, but
I agree. All right, I'm stalling here. This player have 600 home runs?
Just shy. High 500s.
Reggie Jackson.
Not Reggie. I'll give you a hint here. I don't know if this helps, but this is the only player in Major League history to take home MVP honors in both the AL and NL.
Oh. That would be Mr. Frank Robinson.
It is Frank Robinson. And there's your list. As Cooper Johnson and the Rough Riders infield outside of Cody Freeman, who stands over at third base, will join the right-hander Kelly on the hill. And a quick meeting. The runner at second and two away. Riders leading 2-1. Noah Cardenas steps in. Your list, Babe Ruth, Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, Hank Aaron make up the top five in career multi-home run games. Kelly comes set. He looks to second. And his first pitch to the Wichita catcher is called a strike over the heart of the plate. Albert Pujols, Willie Mays, Alex Rodriguez, Ken Griffey, and Frank Robinson round out that list. The other player tied at that bottom spot. Do you want to give it a guess, Zach? 0-1. Glides outside.
Harmon Killebrew.
No Killebrew.
Jimmy Fox.
Jimmy Fox. Okay. There we go. Jimmy Fox technically rounds out the list. We go with Jimmy Fox and Frank Robinson tied there at the bottom of that list. 1-1 on its way. And a back pick by Johnson. And Acosta, the second baseman, had to come flying across the bank to the shortstop side to keep that from sailing into center field. A strong throw by Coop. As Kelly falls behind 2-1. Cardenas had Monday off, making his series debut. He's 0-2. And he watches a called strike on the outer edge. In the upper third of the strike zone. Jackson Kelly, not an overpowering pitcher. Doesn't throw that hard, but a funky arm angle, and it's led to a lot of strikeouts for him. Last year, struck out nearly 35% of batters, which was second among Rangers farmhands. He's ready with the 2-2. Kicks and fires, and a check swing, and Cardenas sends it back to the netting. It remains 2-2. Kelly already has struck out two of the first three batters that he's faced. Rough Riders have a strikeout on the hill in every inning to this point. Santos picked up eight. Jacob Latz with two in that sixth inning. Now Jackson Kelly trying to strike out the side. 2-2. And a foul ball. He checked his swing on a pitch that was right on the inside corner to the righty and just barely caught the knob of the bat. Cardenas has struck out tonight. It's also popped out to shortstop, and that was one in shallow left field that Caber Rodriguez made a solid play on. Pitch home, and that one just misses on the outside corner. Cardenas had to hold up the swing, and the count goes to full.
Well, news out of Chicago, the Cubs just threw a no-hitter.
Yeah, I saw Shota was through seven.
Combined no-hitter.
Combined?
Yeah.
So he was at 102 pitches as the 3-2 is chopped foul. It's rare these days that you see a guy take the hill after 100 pitches. So
yeah.
I figured his night was likely over.
Shota Imanaga, as you mentioned, seven. Nate Pearson and Porter Hodge finish it out.
There you go. That was a blowout win for them.
12-0.
Kelly set. Another 3-2 offering, and that one lying down the left field line, hooking into the seats. 77 miles an hour with a breaking ball on the outer edge, and Cardenas pulled it. Didn't hit it all that hard. 80 off the bat, but he stays alive, and Kelly will be ready to fire another 3-2 pitch. He has a pair of strikeouts in the inning. He's given up a base hit, but he sits ready to throw pitch number 24. He kicks and fires, and that one misses inside, and it hits Cardenas. If you're ever going to be hit by a pitch, you don't want it to be in a 3-2 count or any three-ball count. And so it's first and second for Ben Ross at the bottom of the card. Had himself a multi-hit night back on Monday with the off day yesterday. But he's 0-for-2 tonight with a pop-out to Cody Freeman at third, and also a ground out to Cody Freeman at third. Rough Riders leading 2-1 here in the top of the seventh. They've out hit Wichita 5-4. Kelly looks to second. His initial offering to Ross is called a strike on the outside corner at the top of the zone. Nothing in one. Kelly, 24 years old. Originally from Georgia, 12th round selection back in 2022. The 0-1 on its way, and he pulled that one outside. And when Kelly misses, that's frequently his miss with his sidearm delivery. It's not a full sidearm. It's semi-three-quarters. Drops down and fires, and there's a pop-up on the infield right side. Acosta out on the outfield grass. And he's there to make the grab. Jackson Kelly turns in a scoreless top of the seventh inning. Hands it with a pop out to second base. No runs on one hit, no errors, and two left aboard. Kelly strikes out two in the seventh. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning with the Rough Riders clinging to a 2-1 lead here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area.
Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Mason Fox back on the hill. He threw 16 pitches in a scoreless 1-2-3 bottom of the sixth inning. He struck out the side. He has the 9-1-2 batters duo. The first pitch to Daniel Mateo is a swing and a miss. An elevated pitch. Fox, a 2018 21st round pick by the Padres. Righty kicks and fires. Mateo shoots one foul in the air. It'll work its way into the seats. But Fox again ahead, nothing in two. The Rough Riders were held off the base paths for just the first time in the sixth. The first time they were sat down in order. Nowlin went five innings. The 0-2 on its way, and that one misses outside, a fastball at 93. Jalen Nowlin, five innings, allowing two earned runs on five hits. Didn't give up a home run. He walked two and struck out six. The Rough Riders had some foot traffic aboard the base paths against him. 1-2. Flied into right center field. Ortega ranging over, and on the run, he's there to make the grab. Daniel Mateo, the first to put the ball in play against the right-hander. But he flies out to right center field. And the lineup turns over. Fourth time through for the Rough Riders. What a night it's been for the leadoff man and Alejandro Osuna, who stands in now. He has come to the plate three times. He has reached three times. He awaits the initial offering, and he watches well outside for ball one. He was hit by a pitch in the first inning, but stranded at third base after stealing a bag and moving up an extra 90 feet on a throwing error by the catcher, Cardenas. 1-0. Hit high in the air, out to left center field. Second, or shortstop Ross going back, and he takes charge and reaches skyward. Pair of outs in the air for Fox. And the first time tonight, Osuna is retired. He goes on a pop-out. A shortstop. Now for Osuna, the rest of the night, he's homered. And then he singled and came around to score. He scored both runs tonight for the Rough Riders, driving in one, being himself on that homer. Here's Max Acosta with two gone, and the base is clear. The initial offering dips beneath the zone. Ball and no strikes. Fox now 23 pitches in, but he's sat down all five batters he's faced, striking out three. Seven Rough Riders have gone down in order. The 1-0. There's a called strike at the bottom of the zone, and Acosta didn't think it was a strike, and he's got an argument to be made there. Our metrics say it missed beneath the zone, and Acosta will call time. 1-1 the count. It'll adjust the bright yellow batting gloves. It goes along with the elbow guard and his bright yellow bat tape. It's a very colorful top of the order for the Rough Riders. Alejandro Osuna always repping some different colors. Max Acosta does the same. 1-1. Skied in the air. Works its way back over the netting and out of play. Ball and two strikes on the Riders' second baseman. He is 1-for-2 tonight with a double. He's also walked and struck out. And that strikeout was on a pitch clock violation. 1-2. Fouled back again. Out of play, and it remains a ball and two strikes. And as Zach mentioned in that first inning, it was the first time this year an at-bat has been decided for the Rough Riders due to the pitch clock, whether that be a walk or a strikeout. 1-2. Chopper out towards shortstop. Ross has it on a charge. He collects and delivers a strike. eight sat down in a row for the Rough Riders offense. It's no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We turn the card. Top of the eighth next with the Riders leading the win surge. 2-1 here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Visiting portion of the eighth inning, Rough Riders leading the win surge 2-1. And it's the double A debut for the right-handed 23-year-old and Ryan Lobis. Lobis joining the Rough Riders from High A Hickory. Overall on the year, 7-5 with a 2.95 ERA. And his first pitch to Rosario is called a strike. And it attacks with a four-seam, two-seam sweeper, slider, and a splitter. And that splitter more like a spike changeup. As he kicks and fires, the 0-1 glides outside. And there's that big sweeper. A guy that played his college ball at Mercer, following in his brother's footsteps. His brother Taylor was a pitcher for Mercer. The 1-1. Called a strike on the inner edge. But for Ryan Lobis, he went into Mercer as a hitter. And was quickly told that he could either switch to trying to be a pitcher or find a new route. And he ended up going into Mercer as a pitcher, the 1-2. Nips beneath the zone. 2 balls and 2 strikes. And it turned out to be a pretty solid decision. He went undrafted, but signed as a non-drafted free agent with the Rangers organization in 2023. And he's said that his time has been awesome here. It's the 2-2. Wave and a miss. The first batter that Ryan Lobis faced at the AA level results in strikeout number one. Rosario down on strikes. Lobis has his first career strikeout for the Rough Riders. Jake Rucker digs in now. Said the biggest change here with the Rangers organization has just been growth in his arsenal as he delivers a first pitch strike at the top of the zone. He added a gyro slider. Used to just throw the sinker, now has the four-seam fastball, and that's really meshed well with that sinker and the sweeper. A 0-1 misses outside. He was very dominant across two levels earlier this year. And down east went the Wood Ducks, and then promoted to High A Hickory, the 1-1. In the air right side into shallow right field. Osuna charging in, Acosta the second baseman going out, and it's Acosta who takes charge and hauls in the second out. A pop out to second. And Tanner Schobel, the third to bat against the right-hander. Lobis in 6 games, 2 of those starts with Down East, went 3-0 with a 1.53 ERA and was promoted to High A Hickory, where he went 4-5 with a 3.31 earned run average. Guy that rocks the initial offering and it misses outside. But Lobis has been used a lot as a long reliever. He's also been used as a starter, making his 20. There's a line drive left side, and it'll get through the hole. Schoble picks up his first hit of the night, his first hit of the series. And Aaron Zapata will step in. Across the year, this is the 24th appearance for the right-hander, 12 of which have been starts. Aaron Zapata, the designated hitter in the cleanup spot, the fourth to face Ryan Lobis. And the initial offering glides just beneath the zone, didn't miss by much. Zapata tonight has walked, singled, and struck out. He bats with a runner at first and two gone. And the 1-0 offering is chopped foul on the left side. It's been an impressive resume for Lobis. Mentioned, signed as a non-drafted free agent out of Mercer. Pitched in rookie ball solely last year. 1-1 on its way. Dips beneath the zone. Two balls and a strike to the right-handed DH. And it was some early struggles for the righty. He pitched in just 4 innings last season at the professional level. And in rookie ball, posted an 18 ERA, giving up 8 runs. He fits one over the heart of the plate and pulls even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. And then has really found his groove this year, rocketing up the ranks. Now trying to turn in his first scoreless inning. Offering home, there's a ground ball left side. Freeman gloves it. He'll fire to second in time. And the Riders get the lead man to end the side. It's no runs on one hit, no errors. And one left aboard the base paths. And a scoreless top of the eighth inning in the Double-A debut for Ryan Lobis. We go bottom eight. Rough Riders coming up, looking to extend their 2-1 advantage over the Wind Surge here on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase 2 tickets for the game, get 2 Dallas Stars preseason tickets and 2 co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
New arm on the hill to face Josh Hatcher. And the first offering is a wave and a miss. Kyle Bischoff is the new arm. Josh Hatcher, Cody Freeman, and Abimelech Ortiz, the 3-2 up. The Rough Riders leading 2-1 here in the bottom of the eighth. The right-hander kicks and fires. There's a line drive left field, and that'll dunk in front of Fedko, the left fielder, and Josh Hatcher has himself another multi-hit night. They singled in back-to-back at-bats. And the Rough Riders have the leadoff man aboard. He went fishing on a pitch at the bottom of the zone. A liner at 95 out there to left field. And Cody Freeman steps in. Freeman in search of his first hit tonight. 0 for 3 with a pair of strikeouts. Right-hander kicks and fires. And that one misses downstairs. Cody in the series opener back on Monday. Picked up a pair of hits, including the walk-off RBI single to right in the 11th. He takes down and in. Two balls and no strikes on Freeman. Seven-game hitting streak on the line for Cody. And the pitch home misses down and in. It's three balls and no strikes. Bischoff, the right-hander, allowed a base hit to Josh Hatcher to open the frame. And the pitch home to Freeman is called a strike on the inner edge. Over the course of this year, Bischoff, the 25-year-old, is 5-2 with a 3.3 ERA. He picks over to first, and Hatcher not fooled, back in standing up, making his 41st appearance of the year. His 13th at the AA level. He went 5-2 with an ERA just north of 4 at High Cedar Rapids as Hatcher runs and he has a bag stolen. 23 stolen bases on the year for Josh Hatcher and his second in the last four innings. Oh, and rather, it's ball four to Cody Freeman. So no stolen base for Hatch, but running on the pitch. The throw wasn't in time. Abimelech Ortiz will get a chance. With a runner in scoring position, two aboard, and nobody out. Rough Riders have had plenty of chances tonight with runners in scoring position. They're just 1 for 12 with that one hit being back in the fifth inning. It was Josh Hatcher who delivered the go-ahead RBI single. He stands at second now. Freeman behind him after the walk. Bimelak Ortiz, 1 for 3 tonight with a pair of flyouts and a double. Right-hander kicks. Ortiz chops it right side. The first baseman, Cassetti, has it. On to second for one. Back over to first with Bischoff covering, and it's a double play. 3-6-1 goes the double play. And just like that, Bischoff has himself a pair of outs, but Hatcher moves over to third base. Insurance run for Frisco, standing 90 feet away with Cooper Johnson standing in. Freeman erased from the base paths on the double play. Johnson 0 for 2 tonight, and he rips through the first pitch. 95 with a fastball middle-middle. Johnson has flown out, walked, and struck out. He went down looking to lead off the sixth inning. Right-hander set at the belt. He kicks and fires, and Johnson sends a fly ball into foul ground on the right field line. And falls behind, nothing in two. Rough Riders now 1 for 13 with runners in scoring position. They are clinging to a 2-1 advantage. Righty kicks and fires, and there's a bouncing ball. Third base, Schoble has it, and on the run, fires a strike. The sit-down Cooper Johnson. So a leadoff single by Josh Hatcher, followed by a walk by Cody Freeman, but the Rough Riders get nothing out of it. No runs on one hit, no errors, and one left aboard the base paths. We go to the top of the ninth where Zach Bigley takes over on the mic. Rough Riders out in front of the Wind Surge, 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's a whole new type of ball game on September 6th at Riders Field for Dia de los Quesos, when the Rough Riders will transform into their alternate identity, Quesos de Frisco. As part of MLB's Copa de la Diversión program, the Riders will play as Quesos de Frisco for a third and final time on September 6th. presented by Baylor Scott and White Health. First pitch at 7:05. Come on early for music, dancing, and more. See you on September 6th against the Wichita Wind Surge for Dia de los Quesos in Frisco. Get your tickets at RidersBaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ryan Lobis back to the hill here in the top of the ninth inning, looking for the six-out save for the Rough Riders in his Double-A debut. Andrew Cassetti, the first man he faces. He'll face Kyler Fedko after that, and then Jarell Ortega. It's 5, 6, and 7 in the order for this Wichita Wind Surge team. First pitch from the right-hander. There's a slider for a strike. It's 0-1. As Luke was talking about, he'll throw the two different sliders. And when we were chatting with him before today's game, he said the mix-up in his arsenal and his usage, the 0-1, that's outside, and it's 1-1 has made pitching really fun. And that's what it's all about at the end of the day, is having fun and feeling confident, and that is what this has instilled in him since coming to pro ball. 1-1, a swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Sneaking a fastball by him there on the sinker. That's what he threw a lot of in college. He was mostly sinker and sweeper when he was with Mercer, and he said he probably could have done a lot better to get better over the course of his college career. 1-2. Just below the zone, barely missing. And it's 2-2, but adding in a gyro slider and then the four-seam fastball that he throws to lefties and what he calls a split change, which is really just a spike changeup. 2-2. Outside corner, got him looking. Lobis strikes out Cassetti, and there's one away. His second strikeout, and here's Kyler Fedko, and it has been incredible for him this season, especially with the strikeouts. I mean, he's striking out almost 40% of the batters that he faces this year. Because of that arsenal, he's at about 36% right now. He readies from the stretch in the pitch. Fouled back, and it's 0-1 on Fedko. And so that has made him a really good pitcher with those breaking balls that he throws. And he was joking with us earlier. He said, you're probably not going to see many fastballs from me tonight. We haven't seen many. There is a sinker that he forced in on the inside corner. The 0-1 is a ground ball to third. Freeman dives. He's got it. Bounces it across and got him. Oh, what a play. Cody Freeman flashing the leather and the athleticism with a backhanded vacuum in and the gun to boot. What an incredible play at third. Two down here in the ninth. Jarell Ortega now. First pitch. Slider strike outside corner, 0-1. Ortega 0-3. 2-1 lead for the Riders here in the top of the ninth inning. Lobis readies in the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. It's 0-2, and the Riders are one strike away from a Game 2 win and their third consecutive victory. Ortega calls time, now steps back in. Lobis readies, and the 0-2. That's low and outside. It's 1-2. Lobis has dominated at the low A level, the high A level, and now here in Double A. Trying to put away the final out of the game. And a six-out save in his Double A debut. The 1-2. There's a fly ball into left field. Hatcher coming on. He's there. He makes the catch. And the Riders win. Frisco wins it 2-1. A slim win over the Wind Surge for their third straight victory. And they capture a win on this Wednesday night in Frisco. What a victory for the Riders tonight. Josh Hatcher, the go-ahead RBI single in the fifth. And the pitching staff, once again, phenomenal. They've allowed just one earned run through the first two games of this series. Frisco wins their third straight. They go to 78-50 on the season and 34-25 overall in the second half. All right, we'll be right back as Luke Bailey will have your postgame coverage when we return here to Riders Field on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back high atop Riders Field, the Rough Riders get it done, and they take a 2-0 advantage in this six-game series against the Wichita Wind Surge. They win it 2-1, the final score. One run on five hits, no errors, and six left aboard the base paths for Wichita. Two runs on six hits, no errors, and seven left aboard for the Rough Riders. You look at the starting pitching matchup. It was a solid one. Jalen Nowen suffers the loss. He gives up just two earned runs over five innings, but he was outdueled by the Rough Riders pitching staff. Winston Santos earns the win. Santos improving to 4-3 on the year. And Nowen dropping to 5-7. And in his Double-A debut, Ryan Lobis picks up his first save for the Rough Riders. He looked sharp, as did the rest of the Rough Riders staff. They turned in eight consecutive shutout innings after one run came home in the first. And you could argue that that run never should have happened. Rosario doubled to open the game against Santos. Then a strikeout of Jake Rucker and a 5-4 fielder's choice made it just a runner at first with nobody out. And then Aaron Sabato worked a walk and on a pitch that was entirely in the zone. And then the next batter, Andrew Cassetti, delivered an RBI single that made it a 1-0 advantage. But it didn't last long, as in the bottom of the third inning, Alejandro Osuna belted his sixth homer of the year. That evened things at one apiece. And Josh Hatcher delivered the go-ahead and eventual game-winning RBI single in the bottom of the fifth. That plated Osuna. You look at the offensive standouts for the Rough Riders. Osuna at the top of the card collected two hits. He scored both runs for the Rough Riders, including that homer. And then Josh Hatcher went 2-for-4, drove in the go-ahead run. And the Rough Riders only tallied a total of six hits. They got two other hits from Max Acosta. His was a double. Each of his three hits in this series have been for extra bases, a double, triple, and home run now across his last two games. And the other hit came from Abimelech Ortiz. That was also a double against Jalen Allen. Winston Santos picks up the win, improving to 4-3. His final line, five innings, He gives up one earned run on three hits and one walk. And he set a new double-A career high with eight strikeouts. Jacob Latz, the major league rehabber, pitched a really solid sixth inning. He went one inning with two strikeouts and didn't allow any base runners. Jackson Kelly allowed just one hit while striking out two across the scoreless frame. And Ryan Lobis, in his double-A debut, two innings, a six-out save. He allowed just one base runner. It was on a single, a two-out single by Tanner Schobel in the eighth. And then he worked a 1-2-3 ninth, striking out a total of two, with one of those being in the ninth inning to earn save number one of his double-A career. The Rough Riders get it done tonight. 2-1, the final score over the Wind Surge. They take a 2-0 advantage in this six-game series. We'll talk about what's up next when we come back on the Riders postgame show.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders take another one-run game. This time, the in regulation didn't need extra innings to secure this one. They win it 2-1 the final and lead this six-game series 2-0. They improved to 78-50 overall on the season. Again, it's Winston Santos with the win. He went five strong innings with a double-A high of eight strikeouts. He's 4-3. Jalen Nowlin drops to 5-7. Ryan Lobis, in his first outing as a Rough Rider, earns himself a six-out save, picked up two strikeouts. The Rough Riders now sitting at 34-25 in this second half, and they're back at it tomorrow. A 7:05 first pitch. It's the left-handed pitcher Christian McLeod, who is 0-1 with a 2.12 ERA at the double-A level. He has pitched across three levels this year. He made a spot start in AAA with the St. Paul Saints. He lost that outing, but here at the AA level, he has made five starts, six total outings, going 0-1 with that 2.12 ERA, and he's back at it tomorrow, making start number 19 of the year and appearance number 20 overall in the season. Across those outings, he has gone 3-3 with a 2.81 ERA, so it's the lefty, a former fifth-round selection in 2021 by the Twins out of Mississippi State. Christian McLeod makes the start. On the other side, it's another lefty for the Rough Riders. It's the left-handed Mitch Bratt, 2-1 with a 4.38 ERA on the year. And for Bratt, he is ranked as the number 18 prospect in the Rangers organization. He also dons the number 18, a native of Canada, a 2021 fifth-rounder by the Rangers out of Georgia. He is 8-5 with a 3.35 across 19 starts, 22 total appearances overall on the year. He's racked up 111 strikeouts in 102 innings of work. So it's a pair of left-handers getting the ball tomorrow. For Wichita, it's Christian McLeod. For the Rough Riders, it is Mitch Bratt, the number 18 prospect. And there's all sorts of fun going on throughout the week. Tonight, back to school night, presented by CoServe. And we roll into tomorrow. Mitch Bratt taking the hill. He's a massive Dallas Stars fan. And tomorrow night is Dallas Stars night, where the Rough Riders will take the field in Dallas Stars-themed uniforms. And there'll also be all sorts of Stars themes going on throughout the evening. It's also a Thursday, which means it's Thirsty Thursday, so half-price drinks in the seating bowl, as well as Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. For those 21 and up, you can grab tickets to the Lazy River for just $25, and that includes Lazy River access as well has some exclusive drink specials, $2 drinks throughout the evening. And then on Friday, another 7:05 first pitch. It's Dia de los Quesos, where the Rough Riders will play as the Quesos de Frisco for the final time this year. Quesos brought to you by Baylor Scott & White Health. And they'll also have a cooling towel giveaway presented by Peak Roofing and Construction at the gates. It's also a Friday, which means Fireworks Friday, powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. We're back at it on Saturday at 7:05 for Dallas Mavs Night. The first time ever that the Rough Riders are hosting a Mavs Night. So all sorts of Dallas Mavericks themes throughout the evening. And it being a Saturday means our friends at Raising Cane's allow kids to run the bases post-game, just as they do every Saturday. And then on Sunday, the Rough Riders end the home slate in the regular season with Fan Appreciation Day. Enjoy fun giveaways throughout the game as we appreciate you, the fan. It's also a Sunday, meaning Kids Sunday Funday, presented by Raising Cane's. You want to arrive early for pregame catch in the outfield grass. That runs 30 minutes when the gates open at 5 o'clock. That obviously weather permitting. And then post-game fireworks presented by Globe Life and powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. All sorts of fun to be had throughout the remainder of this week as the Rough Riders close out the home slate in the regular season. But we do want to remind you that the Rough Riders own the best record in all of AA in the first half of the season, winning the Texas League South and punching their ticket to the 2024 postseason. And you don't want to miss it. Frisco will host at least one game on Thursday, September 19th, and an if-necessary game on Friday, September 20th. If the Rough Riders are to advance, Riders Field will host the initial game of the championship series on Sunday, September 22nd. So make sure to go ahead and get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. The Rough Riders win it tonight. They win a 2-1, the final score, taking a 2-0 advantage in the series over the Wichita Wind Surge. They're back at it tomorrow at 7:05, but on behalf of my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying thanks for spending this wonderful Wednesday evening with us. We hope to catch you here at Riders Field for tomorrow's 7:05 p.m. first pitch. It's Mitch Brett versus Christian McLeod for Dallas Stars Night. And if we can't catch you here, pregame coverage on the Riders Baseball Network begins at 6:50 tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!